Okay, we start off with the theme song for a TV station.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming here at WFRM to bring you live coverage of the trial of Old MacDonald. Edward Myrtle MacDonald was indicted by the grand jury this past March for the murder of specimen 3886B, a cow that the prosecution claims has been bred specifically as a dairy unit, yet was suddenly, without the proper tagging, redesignated to a beef unit and terminated in the early morning hours of October 15, 2011. We now take you into the Cornpone County Courtroom, where the Honorable Percy B. Hambone presides. Defense Attorney Arnie Scruggs is wrapping up his questioning on Mrs. Nellie Silverspoon.
Order! Order! Oh, I said order! This courtroom must come to order! Gosh dang it! You act like you're raised in the barn!
Your Honor, I object!
Well, I itch from all this hay they had to bring in. The courtroom smells like a giant used diaper. Anyway, please continue.
Mrs. Silverspoon, you were discussing the steak dinner you and your son enjoyed on the evening of October 20th.
Oh, yes. Where was I?
The meat.
The meat? Whose meat?
The steaks, ma'am.
Oh, the meat. Yes, the steak was just so tender and juicy with a touch of pink on the inside. Well, that's the way I like it. Now, Horace, he wants it to be real red and wiggling on his plate. He says that he likes it to put up a fight.
Yes, ma'am.
You should have seen the look he got in his eyes before he started to saw into that big, juicy slab. He's my little Neanderthal.
Mrs. Silverspoon, that's enough. I have no further questions, Your Honor.
It's just so, when he bit into it and the blood dribbled down his bib onto his chin onto his bib, and then he's making those grunting noises, and I'm asking him to control himself. Horace, breathe, dear. Chew your food. Take small bites, but he doesn't listen to me. He doesn't hear nothing except maybe the beating of his heart.
That's enough.
That's enough,
Miss Silverspoon. Miss Silverspoon. Hey, you can stop now, okay? You okay?
I'm sorry. Yes.
That is all? Does the prosecution have any questions for the witness?
No, Your Honor, we do not at this time.
If you were just joining us, we are broadcasting live from the Cornpone County Courthouse, where Mrs. Nellie Silverspoon has just left the stand after being questioned by the defense about her role in eating the victim. For more on Mrs. Silverspoon's testimony, we go now to our on-the-spot reporter, Cindy Butterbottom. Cindy?
Thanks, Dad. Mrs. Silverspoon testified that on the afternoon of October 20th, she did purchase two T-bone steaks and a beef tenderloin from Old MacDonald's farm. And that evening, she prepared the steaks with a basic rub consisting of 1/4 cup of packed brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of minced fresh garlic, 1/4 cup of sea salt, and 1 tablespoon freshly ground black pepper. Preparation for this meal included, and I quote, generously pouring on the rub and rubbing it into the meat on all surfaces. You don't have to slap it around, but don't play patty cake. Side items included asparagus, lightly braised with the salt and a dash of lemon juice, rosemary vet roasted potatoes, and cream corn from a can, which got some looks of disappointment from the jury. Now it looks like the judge is asking for any further witnesses. Let's listen in.
Defense, you may call your next witness.
The defense rests, Your Honor.
Okay, then. We ready for the closing arguments?
Yes.
No, Your Honor. The prosecution would like to call one more witness to the stand at this time. Specimen number 38866.
Objection, Your Honor. We had no prior knowledge of this witness before now. Obstruction of justice and grounds for a mistrial. I must object.
Specimen number 38866 testimony will be very relevant to this trial.
Wait a minute. What's this? A surprise last-minute witness? Specimen number 3886C. Holy smokes, this is the brother of the victim who the prosecution has claimed all along was sent to slaughter before his time because of his connection with the ring of illegal after-hours petting zoos.
Order! Order! Order, gentlemen! Look here! Now, over here. Now, look up. Look down. Look high. Look low. Too slow. Now, no one wants this trial over more than me. All this talk of steaks and taters has me so hungry. I could eat a couple of junior attorneys, so pipe down. Let's see what the bovine has to say. Will the witness please stand to be sworn in by the bailiff?
Please raise your right hand. I mean hoof. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
That is yes. And.